Today is Friday, July 18th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Sour Candy Day. It's also National Caviar Day. Yum, yum. And it's National Tropical Fruit Day. If you came to me and you said, Adam, would you like to eat tropical fruit, or would you like to eat caviar? That's a hard decision. Caviar, actually, I've had some caviar that just tasted salty. So if it's caviar that tastes salty, I'm okay with it. If it tastes fishy, then I'm not okay with it, and it makes me want to vomit. You know, one thing I didn't mention, I don't think on the show, that I was so proud of myself for, is one of the restaurants that we ate at in Scotland had oysters. Maybe I did bring it up, but I had a raw oyster for the first time in my life. And I'm going to say something. It wasn't super fishy. Most of what I could taste was whatever the topping was on top of it. But the texture, because I don't know if you're supposed to, it was a pretty big oyster. And I was like, okay, am I supposed to chew this? Am I supposed to swallow it whole? It seems like it could get stuck in my throat because it's so big. So I don't know if I want to swallow it whole, but chewing it seems precarious because it's, the texture is like weird, and chewing that texture, you know, we all know I don't like mochi or gummy things or gummy bears or jelly beans or anything like that, because I don't like that texture. But anyway, so yeah, I was proud of myself. I had an oyster. Would I do it again? If it's on a tasting menu, I would have to, because again, I'm forcing myself. When we eat tasting menus, I eat whatever they bring out. That is just the way it is. That is the way I'm forcing myself to open up my palate to more things. I may hate it, but I'm going to eat it. I'm going to have the experience. And I still, you know what? I still enjoy the, even if I went to a restaurant and I enjoyed none of the food for whatever reason, it all tasted fishy or whatever, I would still enjoy the experience, because I like the experience of trying new things and being able to say, yeah, I've had that. I didn't like it. Or yes, I want to try everything at least once and force myself to have those experiences. And yeah, so I like that. But caviar still kind of ekes me out because of what it is. I heard a noise and I don't know what the noise was, but hopefully it was nothing. Hopefully it's okay. All right. So what have I been doing? Well, nothing really. We had a workout. So we are on, like I said, we are on a plan, a workout program, which is a six-week beginner program. Because I guess Mark thinks I'm a beginner when it comes to working out, but I'm not. He doesn't really think I'm a beginner, but I've been off the wagon for quite some time. So, you know, he wants to start me out slow. So he said, Boyfie, I'll work out with you. And so we're doing this program, and I'm doing it with him because it seems like he wanted me to start working out again. I don't know if it's because I'm getting flabby again or if it's he just cares about my health. Who knows? I'll just assume that he cares about my health. But so we're working out, and we did our little beginner 20-minute workout yesterday, and I don't enjoy it, but I did it. My squats are getting a little bit easier, so that's good. I'm going to have to add a little bit more weight, I guess, because the thing about working out is you want it to be hard. If it's easy, you're not accomplishing anything, and that sucks, because that means the moment that it gets more comfortable and easier and whatever, you need to make it more difficult. So it constantly has to be a struggle. But anyway, I've been doing that. And I decided we were going to have spaghetti for dinner because I just didn't want to cook the only other thing I had was pork roast. And I just didn't want to I need to bake sweet potatoes. I have corn on the cob. There's all these intricate cooking steps that have to take place to do the pork loin. And then I have to decide, am I doing gravy with it? Am I doing like a chimichurri? Am I going to do butter and garlic like I would a steak? Like, how am I serving it? And I just didn't feel like doing all of that. So I decided, okay, I'm just going to do spaghetti for dinner because that's easy. So I did what I always do. This time I grated the onion because I just, you know, I want a really fine mince of onion. And I decided I was going to add carrot because I had carrot in the refrigerator that needed to be used. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to grate the onion and the carrot this time. You know, let's live a little. Let's grate the onion and the carrot. So I did. I grated the onion and the carrot. I sauteed them off in a little bit of olive oil with some garlic, which I just am now buying the garlic that comes in a tube. I know it's probably incredibly expensive. I mean, I know how much it is. It's $3 or $4, but I'm sure compared to buying cloves of garlic and mincing it yourself, it's probably more expensive. But I hate crushing and mincing garlic. I can't. It leaves the smell on your hands. Your hands smell like garlic forever. I don't like doing it. So I buy in the tube. I also like to buy tomato paste in a tube because so many times I'll have those tiny little cans of tomato paste and the recipe won't call for the whole can of tomato paste. And then what do you do with the tomato paste that's left over in the can? You probably put it in some kind of... You shouldn't store it in the can. At least I think I recall that you shouldn't store things in the metal can after it's been opened. But... So you put it in like a little Tupperware and you forget it's in the refrigerator. And then, you know, 6 months later, you have a Tupperware of tomato paste with mold on top of it. So normally I will get the tomato paste in... Or when I can find it, I will get the tomato paste in a tube as well. The reason that was relevant is because I also get the garlic in a tube. I wouldn't be opposed to getting the already peeled garlic, but then you still have to chop it by hand. You know, I think it's like in a jar of water or something like that, but you then still have to chop it by hand. So you still end up getting that garlic smell, which I like, but you don't want your hands to smell like that all day long, right? So anyway, sauteed my grated onion, carrot, and a little bit of garlic from the tube. And I could have used tomato paste, I suppose, but I didn't. I put in, and then I just kind of moved those over to the side when they're softened. And then I put the ground turkey meat in there, and I press it all down and so it's making contact with the entire bottom surface of the Dutch oven. And get it nice and browned on one side and then turn it over, brown it, and then crush it up, you know, like you do with ground meat, chop it up. I don't like the job of chopping up the ground meat. And they make mashers that you can actually use to do that. But for some reason, I just always do it with the spatula because I don't want to pull out a separate piece of equipment to do that one thing that then I have to wash. Also... My masher is plastic, and I think a metal one would do a better job. So I don't ever use it. It just gets meat or potato or whatever you're mashing stuck on the inside of the little plastic grate thing. And then it's harder to clean, and I just don't enjoy it. So anyway, chop the turkey up, mix it all together. I add the Classico brand roasted garlic tomato sauce. But we prefer our tomato sauces sweeter, so then I add sugar because the Classico sauces are a little too acidic for our taste. And then I will add salt, sugar, pepper, you know, any other spices that I think it needs. And then when I get it tasting good, sometimes I'll just finish it off with a little bit of heavy cream. Heavy cream? I don't know. What's the emphasis supposed to be on heavy cream? I feel like I'm still saying it how my co-host Daniel Brewer would say is wrong. But I added heavy cream. Anyway, Made a little spaghetti nudes, mixed it all together, and we had spaghetti last night for dinner with breadsticks. So it was good. I actually had spaghetti for lunch today as well because we had leftovers and I was trying to force myself to eat at home. So that's what I did. Tonight, we're either going to have eggs because that's easy, or we're going to go pick up something because that's super easy. I still don't want to cook the pork loin. I'm going to end up having to freeze it because tomorrow is the expiration date on the pork loin and it still hasn't been cooked. So I don't know. It's looking like it's going to get frozen and it may never get cooked. If it goes to the freezer, we'll see if it actually gets used. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.